But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Ezekiel 28, verse 14. Yes, sir.
Thou art the anointed cherub.
Please, if you are there, say hallelujah. Okay, let's wait for the other people who are trying to navigate their way to catch up with what we are doing. If you are there, say amen. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14. Please come again, sir. I want to draw our attention to just one scripture today. If that's all we do, God will be glorified. But I want to draw our eyes to very sensitive conversations that took place in that scripture. First of all, our brother has rightfully read the scripture. Ezekiel 28 verse 14, he says, thou art. If English means anything, art is talking about present continuous. Because you will see different dimensions of time, sir, in that scripture. You will see present, you will see past in the scripture. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
And you will know that the writer was not mincing words when he used these dimensions of time to capture the various capacities Satan operates in. Continue, sir. Just start again.
Thou art the anointed cherub
that covereth. And why are you that thing till now?
And I have set thee so.
It's because I have set it so. Why did you set it so? Because the giftings of the Lord, they are without repentance. God does not give you something, and just because you are using that thing against the advancement of His kingdom, He collects it. He does not operate that way. He only waits for you at the end of the road and say, come and give account with what you did with what I gave you. He's waiting for Satan. The anointing did not leave. Thou art, you art the anointed cherub. Until now, you still cover. I will show you what He covers. And it is so because I have ordained thee so. I'm the one that left it like that. It's not like that because you won. It's not like that because you bail out from heaven with the anointing and Michael pursued you to collect it back, but you escaped. He says, you continue to hold it because I ordained it like that. I refuse to withdraw it. Please continue. Are you seeing a dimension of past, a dimension of time now called past? He says, thou what? Was. The first line says, thou art. Next statement now. The scripture that sheds light about art was describing the office and the anointing Satan functions with. Now they want to describe his duty post, where that anointing serves in. So they are trying to show you that the only thing he lost, the only thing that is his past now, is his place of primary assignment. Thou was. They will now tell you at location. Location, not anointing. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Let's continue.
Thou was upon the holy mountain.
You was on a holy mountain, but the anointing is thou art. When it came to location, the place where the anointing serves, he says it's a was. Thou was upon the holy mountain.
Thou hast walked up.
Up and down the coast of fire. The coast of fire was what they used to purify Isaiah's tongue when he cried out. Isaiah was the emoji of his dispensation, the major prophet of his time. His timeline did not record another like him. Yet, while the earth was hailing him as a man of God, the heavens were asking questions. Who will we send? Who? They can't find a man. Yet, in the world, we say, we have never seen a man of God like this. The credence, the ideas, and all of the verdicts of men, it does not guarantee the verdict of heaven. For most of the times, when men are done with all of the accolades they give you, your real emphasis is, what is God saying about me? The heavens were saying, is there a man? Who will go for us? They can't find a man. Yet on the earth, Isaiah was a man of valor. It was the great disparity between the perception the kingdom has of him versus how men see him. That was what brought tears to his eyes. He advanced to the place boldly, only to behold a glory, and compared what he saw in himself, and he found out there was a big gap. Men lied to me. They celebrated me and called me the mightiest of my time, and in the place where I will finally be giving my report card, I have no statue there. And he began to cry. He says he is one. First of all, he condemned everything. This is what it means, that the best of our righteousness is like a filthy rag before him. He says he lives among a people of filthy lips. And the angel came and picked one coat from the coat. You see, Isaiah, let me share something quickly. For Isaiah, they used the coat to put on his tongue. For Satan, he walked upon the coat. It was the sole of his feet that encountered purification, not even his conversations. His depth of purification was too perfect that if iniquity can be found after that level of purging, then you are truly guilty, because this is somebody that stood upon it. He had control. Every part of his body can be fireized. How did this thing enter you? I share something with us today. That's what this whole scripture is about. The strength of weakness.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI. You can also follow us on Twitter at @Anakazo_AMI. Connect with us on Instagram at @Anakazo_AMI. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.